Welcome to the One Hop Podcast. Our goal for this podcast is to equip you to live a life of prayer, individually and corporately. God is raising up watchmen, these communities of intercessors around the globe, and we have such a privilege in Omaha to join the Lord in rebuilding David's fallen tent for ceaseless prayer and worship to rise as an incense before him. We're so glad that you joined us today.
All right. Well, welcome to our podcast. We are sitting again in our podcast studio, although we have switched our order around.
We have.
No. It's so confusing.
Nicole didn't know where to sit.
Yes, because I sat in Nicole's typical spot. I just figured it was a great day for a change.
And I sit in the same seat everywhere I go. Church, I have my one seat. It's bad. I know.
So. The prayer room. Oh, wait. I have my same seat. No. In the prayer room, we all have our own row. So. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. So we're switching things up. We just finished our open house this last weekend, and it was really exciting. We had a lot of people come through mm-hmm. and tour our new space, and we had our prayer room open, and I got to sing for 8 hours.
Yes.
So it was great, and I still have a voice, so
yes.
Praise the Lord.
That's impressive.
Yes. It was a really, for me personally, I just loved having people just coming in to see what we're doing, where we are. And of course, Nicole and I, who have like a like-minded process. Yeah, we're
still recovering.
We are. I was saying that I wish we would have had pictures printed off of just so people could have seen what it looked like before and where it's at now. And yeah. Nicole was thinking the exact same thing.
Shutterfly book.
Yes, and
before and after.
I was already thinking that as well. So. But it was really awesome to have people come in and to have people participate. We had live sets. We did an intercession set on Friday night and Saturday, mm-hmm. praying for our city. And then Drew did a couple devotional sets. Anna did a devotional. Yeah. And then we had our good friends from
yes.
Kansas City. So
yep,
Dakota. Mm-hmm. Was able to do a devotional set as well. And I don't know. I loved having people in our space.
Yeah, it definitely was encouraging. And it's just like, oh my goodness, yes, Lord, this is what you're doing. This is what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's
yes.
coming. It's coming. So it was awesome.
Yeah. Was awesome. Yeah. So if you weren't able to come out and see us.
Then shame on you.
And then No. But we just really want to invite you to come and walk through our space, see what the Lord is really creating, what he's opened the door for us here mm-hmm. in our city. And it was just fun. It was fun to do 4 hours of live worship mm-hmm. and prayer and just to engage with those who were here. So we really enjoyed. It was a lot of work. We're all mm-hmm. very exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
No rest for the weary. So
no,
so we're up and running again
but
today.
Yesterday and today, it's like the Lord's gift to me because I know it's not a gift to everybody, but it's
true.
Like I'm wearing pants
you are.
And a sweatshirt or sweater because it is finally cool.
It's true.
It's finally fall. It's finally fall.
And Nicole.
Because it was so hot this weekend.
It was. Yeah, we had the weekend that
was
like,
oh my gosh.
95
it's
and
so
humid
hot.
For the open house. Yes.
It was just yes. such a gift to me.
Yes,
okay,
it is.
Happy.
Well, and it's just beautiful. I mean,
it's
driving
gorgeous.
Here and the sun is out. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's like 74 degrees.
Know.
It is just lovely. And I walked in
beautiful.
Today and both Nicole and Drew have hats on.
Yes.
And I didn't realize today was hat day.
Hat day.
So.
Oh, we're both wearing black hats too.
Yes.
It's just.
I'm going to have to step
awesome.
It up in my,
come
in,
on now.
In my wardrobe.
You
look I'm wearing
really cute with a hat
thing,
too.
Wouldn't I?
Yes. Like your little flippy hair. It's like fall. It's hat season. Well, we are really excited to launch into part two of this podcast of prayer and intimacy. So we're going to talk a little bit about practical approach to how to really have deeper intimacy with the Lord in our prayer life. Stay tuned.
All right. Well, here we are in the beginning of this part two. And I'm just going to read that Matthew 6, verse 6. This is kind of what I call the shut the door principle. And this is Jesus, and he's giving the Sermon on the Mount, and this is the kind of the beginning of the Lord's Prayer as he moves into it. And his challenge is that we would get into that secret place time with him. And verse 6 out of Matthew 6, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Mm. And one of the, I think we touched on it a little bit the last time, but that you really can't have trust or intimacy, intimacy with someone until you trust them. Mm-hmm. And so I thought we would just share practically what it's looked like for us to develop. Because the other thing is, you don't just jump right into the secret place lifestyle and spend a couple hours with Jesus just enjoying his presence and him enjoying you. I mean, that's, you know, we have to build into that and create that. Right. Because it's all about that trust, kind of that trust thing. And friendship, getting to know one another. So we're just each going to just share how we practically engage the Lord in this place of intimacy with him. So who wants to go first?
Well, you know, for me, I think it's looked a lot of different ways in a lot of different seasons, and it doesn't look the same all the time. As much as I am a routine person, although I'm sitting in a new spot today, but as much as I like things, you know, routine, I like things to a lot of times be the same in my life. My secret place time is just one of those things that hasn't looked the same. I've done it in seasons where I'm my time with the Lord at home, and I'm sitting on my couch, and I get all my things prepared. I have my commentary out if I want to look at that. I have my couple different Bible translations if I want to look at those, and then I'll sit with my blanket and my drink. It used to be soda, and now it's not soda anymore. It's mostly water. It's really less exciting. And I just sit there, and I'll sometimes spend time asking the Lord what he wants to say to me or what he feels about me, or sometimes I'll spend it just saying everything that's going on in my life, and sometimes it sounds a lot more like complaining than it does praying. But I know the Lord's there and he's listening, and then we get to what he wants to say to me. Mm-hmm. And I do some of those things. I've done it where one thing that has been pretty consistent is I'll worship a lot of the times, and I'll just sit at the piano and just play something spontaneously and just sing or even say whatever's on my heart. Or I'll take a scripture and I'll kind of just sing about that a little bit and ask the Lord what he wants to say to me through that scripture or through the season that I'm in, through the difficult circumstance that I'm facing, or through the upcoming event that's going to happen in my life or something like that. And I'll just spend time with the Lord in singing or in playing piano. And sometimes I've done it where I'll go out in public, actually, and I'll go to a restaurant and just get a table by myself. Mm-hmm. And some people, I'm sitting there reading my Bible or with my eyes half open praying, and some people look at me really funny. And I've also had some people who come up and they want to know what I'm doing, and it's been a place where I could share a little bit more about Jesus, too. So I've done it a lot of different ways, and I wouldn't say anyone is better than the other. It's just how I'm feeling that day, and the Lord's met me in all of those places. And I think it's you just start and do it, and you take a little bit of time. It's sometimes when I do it in seasons where I take like maybe 10 minutes, and some seasons I take maybe 2 hours, and some seasons I skip a few days and then I come back to it, and it's just kind of the way that life works out sometimes. I like it when it's more consistent, but sometimes I don't always get that. So, that's kind of how it works.
Well, and I think with you, Drew, it's so, I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like to be a worshiper, to be able to sit at the piano or sit at a guitar and just, I just went and saw the Hillsong movie yesterday.
Yeah.
And, I cried through the whole thing, just saying, shocker. But to know, that's, they live from that place of what is birthed, what comes forth, that we as a church people get to sing from their worship is it's birthed in that place of intimacy with the Lord. That to me, I mean, I can't even imagine to what extent you get to tap into like even the creativity of the Lord and new songs, new songs. How
That's so cool.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one of my favorites. And one thing I would say is, even if you're not a worship leader or a musician, I would still sing. Mm-hmm. I think even if your voice is terrible, or at least you think it is, I would still sing. God is a singer. Mm-hmm. He surrounds himself with singing. And he says to his bride in Song of Songs that your voice is lovely. Mm-hmm. Your face is sweet to me. Mm-hmm. And there, you can just take scripture and sing little short phrases. Or what I'll do sometimes is, if I don't want to play, I'll just turn someone else's worship on, and I'll just sing on top of them, mm-hmm. and just kind of ignore what they're singing and just sing whatever mm-hmm. I want to sing.
That's good. And yeah.
So you can do that too, even if you're not a trained musician.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. So Drew has the connecting with the Lord in that place of intimacy, sitting at a keyboard, mm-hmm. and I know, Nicole, you love your natural environment.
Yeah, which is really funny. I suffer from horrible allergies, and so in the last couple weeks, as it's gotten cooler out, I'm like, I feel myself drawn to being outside, when normally you don't, because I'm miserable, mm-hmm. because I'm allergic to most everything in Nebraska, and so, but this morning, it was just like, the 48-degree weather was just calling to me. And so I, bundle up and put on a scarf and 3-4 layers. And I go out and I sat out on the deck with a cup of coffee and my journal and my Bible. And, yes, it's my secret time place mm-hmm. has radically changed, I would say, over the last 2 months even. Just because I'm starting to tap into things that I had thought I didn't like or thought were not good for me, and I've just been asking the Lord. And so I feel like, because of the intimacy that I'm beginning to get even deeper with the Lord, I'm trusting him more. Like, I'm asking him, like, Jesus, I just want to spend time with you outside where I feel comfortable, I have space, there's nothing to distract me except for when there's, birds flying overhead and I look. But I feel so undistracted when I'm sitting outside in nature. And I'm able to connect with him and just talk with the Lord. And so that's what I did this morning, actually. I had such a beautiful time, the Lord. And I just journaled. I didn't even really talk. I just sat and I wrote out. And so God's just been inviting me to journal more. And I know this is Kristen's. Kristen's thing.
Amen.
But it really has. And it's because sometimes I can be more vulnerable and more raw when I write it out on paper. Mm-hmm. Instead of having to speak it out, I feel like once I get it down on paper first, then I process with him through it out loud. So I did that. I did a lot of that today. I was just writing, and he's bringing out some stuff, and he's inviting me to process it. And so I feel like, for me, not growing up as a believer, trusting the Lord was very difficult. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, because it didn't make sense to me how an unseen God, I could trust him. Mm-hmm. If I couldn't see him, I couldn't touch him, I couldn't, have him in the room. And so intimacy has always been kind of a scary word for me. Mm-hmm. In the church, it also is sometimes a scary word. And we don't talk about it in a practical sense. Intimacy is almost like a weird word, like intimacy with Jesus. What do you mean? Like, don't go weird. And it's that trust. It's that building that place where you can go to the Father and say, this is what my heart is aching for. Mm-hmm. This is what my heart is longing for. This is where I feel really where I feel really disappointed, God. And just beckoning us to come and to be so real with him. Mm-hmm. And I think that even as a single woman, intimacy can be such a weird word. And the Lord's really been beckoning me into that place of where he's just saying, I want you to trust me with your everything, with your hurts, with your longings, with your excitements, with your hopes and dreams, and not be afraid to give it all to me. So actually, funny thing, I'm not a singer, but I rarely will ever sing, like, in my quiet time. And this morning the Lord was asking me to surrender something to him, and so I'm sitting there, and the song I Surrender, Hillsong, comes to mind. I didn't know the lyrics exactly, so I looked up the lyrics, but I didn't want to look up the tune or anything, because then I would get distracted by their singing. And so I actually sang a song out loud.
How awesome.
From the deck this morning. And I just sang I Surrender, and the peace of the Lord just like washed over me. And I was like, okay, that's a new one. So I definitely validate you in that, Drew. It's probably not going to happen in front of people, but yeah. And so for me, like Drew, it's looked differently, but I feel like right now I just have, it's just such a good place. But it took me, you know, it took me 14 years to kind of get to a place where I feel the most comfortable with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. I think one thing that you said too, Nicole, that we haven't even talked about is the, and I don't mean to make this like a formula, but like the results of being in that place of intimacy, giving the Lord permission. There is such, like you felt the peace of the Lord.
Yeah.
When you, you know, you think about what happens to you on the inside, our thought life, our heart, how we just, it's like easy to surrender when you've spent time with someone that you're learning to trust, learning to be vulnerable with. And so his peace comes, love comes, approval comes, favor comes. There's so much that is the result of just giving of our time to want to be with our friend, to want to be with our father.
But even with that, you know, it's not giving up when you don't feel that every single time.
Right.
Because in the secret place, and even in growing in intimacy, growing in trust with the Lord, you're not going to feel it. It's not going to be that that tangible, like, oh my goodness, I feel your presence right now, Lord. And we have to continue even in those moments when we don't feel it, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's always there. Mm-hmm. But it's like he draws us out with that that lack of that tangible presence. And so I feel like because I continued somewhat faithfully over the last 15 years to have that secret place time, I feel like I am seeing results finally. And that seems like a really long time, but it's not.
No, when you look at things. Really not. And something else you just said, and Drew, you alluded to it also when you were sharing, is that it's like depending upon our season of life that we're in, sometimes it's we can grab 10 minutes. Sometimes it's just driving in the car and I'm like making my car my sanctuary. Other times it's a good 2 hours. Sometimes it's, oh, I've missed a week. Oh, you know, so that it's not this place of like something we're going to check off our list.
Exactly.
It's a desire. God's wooing us. He's there. We know it. Matthew 6 tells us he's waiting. So we come and we give ourselves to him and things just begin to change. Mm-hmm. And what you said is right too. Like, Nicole, you don't even notice what's happening to you until like a year later. You're like, what? Oh my gosh, that would have bothered me. Or, oh my gosh, I can't believe how I responded in that situation. And all of that comes from developing this, the gift of this friendship, the gift of Jesus, the gift of time, which changes who we are, you know?
It does. And I'm a very structured, scheduled person. So for me, quiet time was almost a chore because I felt like, oh, I have to do this and I have to do this and I have to read this amount of scripture and I have to study. And it doesn't work for me and my personality and who I am to schedule that kind of stuff with the Lord. I have to schedule the time, but I need the freedom in that, because like I don't structure my time with my friends.
Yeah,
I don't be like sit down in front of my friend, you know, my friends and be like, okay, we're going to do this and this and this and this. It's just we talk and we hang out and we do stuff. And so it was like just learning that that doesn't work for me, and so I need to not do that. But some people really thrive in the studying and in the commentaries and all that stuff. And it's awesome. And I long for that too, but I'm like, I can't. I'm not there.
Well, and I think, and, you know, jump in, Drew, too, in this, but I feel like sometimes I have, like, a plan just so when I get in that time with the Lord, if I am feeling distracted or if I'm feeling like, oh, I don't even feel like I'm able to connect, I have my, this is what I do. So the first thing I do is I write in my, you know, the 5 things I'm thankful for. It's my everyday, but that's what I do the first thing when I get in the secret place. And then from there, I feel like the Lord just like opens wide my heart. Wow. And that's then that's where I go. But sometimes I'm so distracted when I, from all the stuff that I've been doing, when I get into that place, I don't even, okay, now wait, what should I do? How should I, Lord, how do you want to connect? So for me, something, just having a plan has helped me.
Okay. Yeah, that's I think so. I think that's sometimes the same for me. And I think it just looks, I have to be careful that I don't just only go by my plan sometimes.
It's good.
And then not leave room for, it's like, because then it becomes a checklist for me. Like, all right, well, I studied this like I wanted to. I read my 10 chapters that I wanted to. And I meditated on this. And just, I did it all myself. And I'll see you next week. You know, or whatever. And that can be an issue for me if I just, like, well, this is my plan. Check, 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 check. Got it all. All right. Well, sorry, no time to talk, Lord. We're all done here. But it is nice to have somewhat of a plan if I have nothing, and because it is easy for me to get distracted, especially if I'm not doing it in a quiet place. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, that's
or
good.
Or if I'm doing, like, if I'm at home, it's like, well, I could do secret time, or I could watch another show on Netflix, or I could go clean the house, or I could do all these things. And so sometimes I have to get away from my house in order to, and leave my computer at home, and sometimes I leave my phone in the car, and just, all right, here we go. Yeah. No, nothing to distract me, and then it's a little easier, but...
Yeah, in fact, I was just reading something that John Thurlow wrote today, and he was talking about how when he comes to that place of just having secret place time with the Lord, that he does not look at... He puts his phone away, puts his computer away. He said, no Facebook, no email. In that place of, I do not want to be distracted.
Yeah.
So I do think, too, that that's just a good, helpful, like, hint. Because, and the other thing, I think we've talked about this, too. I always keep, like, a to-do list. So if something pops in my head of something I do need to remember to pick up,
jot
or
it down.
Then I just jot it down so I'm not finding myself meditating on that. So that I can jot it down, and then I can get back to that time with the Lord. And for those of you who are moms with young children, you're not, I mean, you know, unless your husband says, honey, go take an hour and just be with Jesus, it's just a real, which does happen, you know, I was blessed in, every now and then to get that, but otherwise, it's just stealing away, like, moments, and it really is just, you're kind of, you're hungering for more, and the Lord will drop things in your heart. And I had a friend who kept a spiral notebook on her countertop. So when she was taking care of her little ones, if she felt like the Lord was telling her, like, a scripture to go to, or she just felt like he was giving her just a word of encouragement, she would just write it down. So it was a couple minutes here and a couple minutes there. And there are times, when I had little kids, when my girls were little, probably, well, and Jonathan, but he was, I don't even know if he was born yet, I would invite my girls to come and sit with me in my secret place time. And I had bought them cheap little Bibles that they, and I gave them highlighters. They were like 2 years old and like 6 years old.
That's awesome.
And I gave them highlighters. And while I was sitting, writing in my, and I, they got journals also. And then while I was writing in my journal, they were, you know, that I gave them markers or pens, and they would write in their journals. And then they would highlight their Bibles. And I have both their Bibles that are, I mean, you know, it's not really highlighting. It's coloring, but it's so sweet because I wanted them to be engaged with this is what it looks like to develop a time with the Lord, to meet with Him. And so I just included them. I was like, well, I don't get time alone, so just come on along with me, kids.
Oh, that's great. And actually, you brought that up, and I want to share a resource really quick.
Yes, please.
And this is for, I mean, I guess it could be for anybody, truly, but she's a mom, and so I feel like she knows better than I do. But so her name's Sarah Haggerty, and she has... monthly, she puts out an adoration of the month, and her goal is that intimacy with the Lord. And so she has it either on her Instagram page or her website. She has every day has an adoration, and it's a scripture, and it's how to just adore the Lord and invite Him into your life through adoration and intimacy.
Nice.
And so it's everybitterthingissweet.com. Or you can find her on Every Bitter Thing is Sweet on Instagram. And I love it, but I think it's great because she talks a lot about those moments for moms when you're washing the dishes or you're folding the laundry or you're changing your kid's diaper for the 50th time that day. Just adoring the Lord, even in the mundane.
Right.
Or even if, for people at work, in the workplace, it can get mundane also. So that's something that I have taken into my secret place time is just those daily adorations, and it's been awesome.
That's really good. Thank you. Thank you for that. So we're going to take a break and do a tool that you can use in the prayer room or a tool you could take with you to your secret place time. All right, this is Kristen, and I am here to just share a tool for the prayer room that I have used for many, many, many years. If you are older, like me, it might be very familiar to you, and it's called ACTS, A-C-T-S. And it's an acronym, and A stands for adoration. So even as Nicole was sharing about Sarah Hagerty giving that place of adoration that you could read to just adore God, that's what I do when I go into my secret place time. When I'm looking for my kind of a formula or a plan, I just adore him. And this is not a time of thanking him. It's just adoring him. And often what I do, because it's a formula that leads me to other things, I'll just start with the alphabet. And I just say, God, you are almighty, or you are Abba. And then I just go through and I just see how many ways I can adore him until I feel like my heart is being so gripped. I just kind of hover then on one of them. But he's beautiful. He's bold. Just thinking that through. But it's only in adoration. And I've done it where I'm just adoring the Father, where I'm adoring the Son, or I'm adoring Holy Spirit. So you can take that in several different directions. So that's A. Then C is confession. And I just take some time to just really ask the Holy Spirit. I say, just come, would you just test my heart? See if there's any way in me that has offended you, that needs to be confessed before you. Is there something that I've done or a thought I've had or an action or a word that needs to be repented of? And I spend just a few minutes just inviting Holy Spirit to just bring to mind anything that needs to be confessed. And then after that, I go into T, which is thanksgiving. Oh, this I could do all day, literally. Then I just start thanking him for his goodness. I thank him for his grace in my life. I thank you for my marriage. Whatever kind of comes to your mind. And I like to do 10, 15, however many I can. And try to keep it different every time. So every day I'm not thanking the Lord for my marriage. But I might have something about my marriage that I want to thank him for. So I get as specific as I can. Or thanking him for something about his character, his nature. God, I thank you for your word that is alive. God, I thank you for your spirit that counsels. I thank you for empowering me to do what you've called me to do. Those along that line. And to be as creative as you can. You can do this with your children as well. If you have little ones at home or teenagers, do it while you're driving in the car. We did that often in my home. And then the last one is S, and that's supplication, which is just a big word for what do you want and the things that you're asking the Lord for. So it's just telling him, these are the things that are on my heart. This is what I need. This is what I want. And really, we're just believing that God's kingdom is coming. His will is being done in our family, in our city, in your workplace. So if you're praying for different ministries, or if you're praying for friends or neighbors, or if you're praying for family, people to get saved, this is that time and that the S, the supplication. And what I have found as I've done this over the years, that when I come into my time with the Lord where I'm going to use this acronym, I might have all these things going on in my head to ask him for, but by the time I get to the S of supplication, I feel like he's just responded to my heart in so many ways that they're not even, like, those needs are not even there anymore. So that's our tool this week, ACTS, adoration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication. And you can find this on the website as well under our tools. So alrighty, we'll be back with part two of our sharing today.
So I just was looking on Instagram, and from Sarah's September 11th adoration, she has Matthew 6. So where
that's right.
It's, but when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And so just coming to that place of adoration of God is the God who sees. Mm-hmm. And I think we have been told that in church so much as a negative thing. It's like, well, God sees your sin. Mm-hmm. Well, God, you know, you might
He's
as well,
watching you.
You might as well confess it because He already knows it. Like, and that doesn't work for me. So I don't know about you, but maybe it does for you. Maybe it helps, but it doesn't help me. You know, because then that brings up all different things that is contrary to intimacy mm-hmm. with the Father.
Right? That's good.
And so it's just, God, you see. You see the fact that it's hard for me to get up in the morning, but I did it anyways. Or you see that he sees every tear. He holds every tear that you cry in that secret place. Or he sees the hurt, or he sees the excitement, or he sees that those tender moments, and he sees us. He sees us in that secret place. And when we are willing to be vulnerable, we're willing to be honest, we're willing to be raw and to trust him fully, that births such intimacy. And it's, God, you see and you love me. And it's not that, and yet you love me. It's, you see and you love me. And I can be honest with you. I can be real with you. And that makes my heart want to adore him.
Right?
You know, because it's that fatherly love just pours through.
Yes. Amen to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that just looking at kind of changing some of those old paradigms that we have learned, and not that they're even wrong, but when they're overemphasized.
That's good.
We get a picture of God that's, well, he's just, you know, up there, you know, like a drill sergeant, and he sees everything that we do, and he's really displeased with most of the stuff that he sees. And kind of changing that paradigm of, well, he sees all of that negative stuff, but yet he keeps looking. Mm-hmm. And when he sees the difficulties and he sees the perseverance, and then he not only sees, but he is excited about that. He cheers me on in the midst of persevering through the difficulty, or in the midst of the little victories that I have in my heart and the little things that I see, and kind of changing that paradigm that God actually likes me.
Amen.
He actually loves me. He wants the best for me. He's not looking like, well, what can I take away today? Or what can I punish Drew for today? He looks at, like, okay, I want Drew to succeed. I want him to his heart to grow in love. I want him to be more connected to me, and I see him trying, and that's all that matters. And I think learning that is such a key to growing in intimacy with the Lord.
I totally agree with that. And I think one of the paradigm shifts for me was the fact that God enjoys the journey, which then reminds me of raising children, and when they start to walk, you don't punish them when they fall because they're just learning to walk. And so that, for me, just, I think about that when I'm feeling like I'm either disappointing the Lord or, oh, I blew it again. And I just sit back and think, no, no, no. God, you enjoy me in the journey. You're enjoying the whole process. You're with me in it. You see me. You see my successes. You see my desire to want to please you and everything, even when I fail. And that keeps bringing me back to intimacy. It keeps drawing me. And so I love that Sarah had that in this month. So that's pretty cool.
Well, we are so glad that you joined us for our second podcast on prayer and intimacy. And we hope that you can stop by, especially if you didn't get a chance during our open house, and just join in some of our prayer meetings throughout the week. You can check our Facebook or our website for our hours. And then we also wanted to let you know that in October, in just a few days, we will be starting our next prayer challenge. And so we've done them before a couple times this year. We did one in January and May. And so every day we'll send out an email and put it on our Facebook and our website with a scripture and a prayer focus, and then a couple of prayer points that you can just engage with the Lord and just really make your life a life of prayer, whether you're sitting in the prayer room or at work, just taking a 30 seconds or taking 10 minutes or 2 hours or whatever. So this month of October is going to be focused mostly on the promises through Scripture and the ways to kind of grow our inner man and strengthen our resolve to trust the Lord and to love Him and to just grow in faith and to grow in love. And so we invite you to join us with that. Sign up on our website or on our Facebook and check us out. Come and stop in and say hello and join in some of our rapid fire lines.
Yes. Yeah, that's good.
Yes. So we'll see you next month.